Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, first time here at our new station. We talked to him a bunch of times. Every time there was legal issues in sports, we brought him on at the old place. So we welcome David Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, to us here on Ben & Woods. David, good morning. Good to have you back.
Good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, what specifically is Antonio Brown facing right now with the lawsuit that was filed? What's the process that goes on in the legal system for Antonio Brown?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, right now he's facing a civil case against him that was filed in the Southern District of Florida down in Miami, where he resides in the offseason. So he's dealing with that. The worst that could come of that would be a financial loss. The concern that I have as a criminal defense attorney would be any criminal investigation that either has been generated previously or will come about now that these allegations are out in the open.
And so why was it started as a civil and not criminal? Does anybody have is that something that's common?
Well, it could be a couple of things. It could be one that this alleged victim, this lady, decided to go the civil route with the advice of her attorneys. It also could be that they did report it to law enforcement, and law enforcement might be having an active investigation, or quite frankly, law enforcement, particularly in Miami, may have investigated it and deemed it not worthy of prosecution. Maybe it's a case they don't think they could prove. Details are kind of limited at this point about the criminal investigation, but I did read something earlier this morning. I think that the Allegheny County in Pittsburgh district attorney made a statement that they are going to be investigating at least one of the instances that I believe that happened in Pittsburgh or alleged to have been happened outside of Pittsburgh in June of 2017.
Well, and we are talking to David Shapiro, criminal defense attorney here on Ben & Woods. We're in an interesting time, to say the least. I mean, this is a classic version of he said, she said. I mean, he is saying, I didn't do it. She is saying, you did. There are emails that possibly could lead us to believe that he did something. But it's different now. It's different now in that when the accuser says something, you know, I believe that the first instinct is to believe that accuser. And I think that's how I felt when I read this and I heard this and I saw all the evidence that we had seen, at least. And I know there's probably a lot more we haven't, but I'm reading it going, yeah, he's screwed. But because it's civil, David, doesn't it mean if they settle on a number, he pays her and it goes away?
Well, as far as the civil claim goes, yeah. I mean, if they agree to an amount to settle the case, then that puts an end to the civil case. The concern that I have, though, is that any statements that he makes, he being Antonio Brown, throughout the course of defending the civil case, could be used against him in the criminal court context. It could ignite an investigation against him, or it could basically seal his fate in criminal court. You had mentioned the old he said, she said. Without question, in this day and age, sexual assault cases, even at a criminal case, at the highest burden of proof, are very difficult to defend against. Here, though, what we have, in addition to her saying something happened and him, at least through his lawyer at this point, denying it, there's those emails. If you're able to decipher what exactly he was trying to say, you know, he admits to something corroborating what she said as it relates to them watching church videos and him doing something lewd behind her. Then his attorney comes out and says, well, if anything happened, it was consensual. Me personally, I don't know why he would say that. You know, don't go out there and necessarily give away your defense unless they know something that we don't, meaning that unless there's some sort of DNA or unless there's some sort of evidence that makes them believe that at least some sexual encounter happened. I'm not really sure why his lawyer would go out there and say, yes, they had sex, but it was consensual.
David, I often say the NFL is not real life. I'm sure defended real life clients, maybe not specifically from these charges, but what happens in the real world? Let's say a restaurateur is sued in a civil case on allegations of sexual assault. Do they simply get suspended from work? I mean, they continue working. What goes on in usually in the real life when this happens?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It all depends where they work. You know, the NFL is obviously a different animal compared to other jobs. You know, California is an at-will employment state. I mean, I don't do employment law stuff, but, you know, people could be fired for any reason. I don't think an employer would necessarily fire you for being the subject of a lawsuit. They'd probably get creative and come up with another reason why they're letting you go. But, you know, the allegations are to be taken seriously. I think the Patriots state addressed that. It should be interesting what the NFL does, but certainly, you know, anybody else out there, you know, the cab driver who gets accused of sexual assault, the restaurateur who gets accused of sexual assault, you know, sometimes it seems like they're not afforded the protections than someone like Antonio Brown might.
So ultimately, with all of the other drama that's been going on with Antonio Brown, you know, seemingly a headline every other day, does any of that come into play with this? I mean, state of mind, you know, what's going on? Or is this simply because it's a legal case? Hey, it's just the facts of this case and this case alone. Nothing else comes into play.
Well, I mean, as far as this case, what would be interesting to find out about is why now? Why on September 10th of 2019 was this action filed? You know, a week or a couple of days before this lady's supposed to be married. A couple of days after, you know, he's at the epitome of the theater of the absurd of this NFL offseason and the first part of the season, you know, with the whole Raiders-Patriots thing. Why now? Not necessarily saying, you know, why would a legitimate victim of sexual assault delay in telling people? That happens frequently, and that doesn't make anyone more or less believable. But why at this point in time, on this day, when she had so much else going on in her life? That's where it really gets interesting. And that's something that might actually play into the defense's hands as far as it being, in their own words, a money grab or you know, taking a shot at him because he's in the limelight.
Interesting stuff. David, really appreciate it, as always. I'm sure, and you know, this is sports, so undoubtedly we'll need our lawyer again soon.
Absolutely.
So we have you on retainer, standing by. David, appreciate it, as always.
I'm here when you need me. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Our criminal defense attorney, not our attorney, but our expert. Hopefully never need him.
Right.
On our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15%. APR, low rates means low payments. Apply today at SDCCU.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.